Hey guys, it's Alex from Alpha Comics and Games. I am interrupting your regularly scheduled quid pro roll episode to let you know that not only do we have a Patreon at patreon.com/goblinsgrowlers, where you can get access to some really cool additional quid pro roll content, but we also have quid pro roll content available now at Alpha Comics and Games in Willow Lawn. If you ever want to check us out, we'd love to see you. And now, you know, on to the episode and all. Thank you guys so much for listening.
Let's wrap up this heist, guys.
We're going to wrap up some heist, guys? Oh, no.
Heist, guys, is my least favorite Fall Guys spinoff. So.
This is Quid Pro Roll, a fantasy live play adventure where a party of unlikely heroes embark on a quest to bring dragons back to their world.
Well, howdy, listeners. Welcome to the Daily Crier Listening Show, where all the news and fear and beyond can make its way well right to you. Listeners, you ever just get partied out? Now, don't get me wrong. Getting to see friends I haven't in a long time is shiny. And the food and drink were delicious. But something about the lying and the stealing, the murdering and the, well, and the crowd panic just starts to remind me of why I tried to leave big cities in the first place. I mean, hey, at least this city doesn't have as much of an oppressive security presence, which unfortunately makes crime more likely, but also gives many folk their day-to-day freedoms. All of this was going through my head as Aether Twine began his speech and Koza cast his spell. A rather sudden way to go out, but effective. Fortunately, it would appear the party's plans were all going without a hitch. Jazz, the gravy boat Tamarin, steps in, and even the guards and Aether Twine himself listen closely to his every command. Koza's body is taken into the kitchen, a helpful bystander gets clonked on the head and tossed down a drain, and Johannes begins just setting the whole mansion on fire, before taking Koza's mostly dead body up the dumbwaiter. Solinar, ever the stealthy one, makes his way into the treasury and swaps the relic with ease. Unfortunately, the scepter was not so easily attained, and even with his swift action, it wasn't enough to save him from the gentle sleeping gas, which knocked him unconscious at the very door to the treasury. Whew, I am looking forward to returning to my studio, getting out of these crowds. And as always, y'all take care now.
Johannes, and to a lesser extent, the unconscious corpse of Koza. You get to the top of the dumbwaiter and open the door, stepping out in front of the vault in the area. You are currently alone in both that hallway and the vault itself.
Okay, Koza, we gotta get out of here. I think we've completed the plan, and I gotta wake you up, and I can't remember how.
Johannes over here going to weekend at Bernie's with Koza.
I flick open one of his eyelids, and I'm like, Koza! Koza, it's wakey time! How do I get this? I don't have any pancake mix. I don't know any other way to wake him. Well, I guess I'm just gonna have to carry him for now. See Daisy. You're coming with me, Koza. Do you have something to say while you're sleep talking?
It's feign death, not feign sleep.
Well, okay. No words for you then. You're gonna save all yours for later. Okay, well, come on, man. We need to find an open window or something.
All right. Jazz Tamarind?
So Jazz Tamarind's still in the kitchen?
Yes, the kitchen that is aflame.
How aflame is it?
Johannes lit it on fire 10 minutes ago.
I think I threw a Molotov cocktail. Is that wrong?
No, that sounds correct, actually.
Anyway, boat's in the kitchen, and it's on fire.
By boat, you mean Jazz Tamarind.
Well, in his head, he knows who he really is.
Does he really?
He's like Batman. He's like, that's not what I call myself.
I don't think Boat really does have a lot of like familiarity with who he really is, but that's another question for another day. So what are you doing now, Boat?
Is Potato Woman still there?
No, Potato Woman ducked out, A, when her shift ended, and B, when the kitchen was lit on fire.
All right, and there are obvious exits are North, South, East, and Dennis on this?
Sure.
Okay, so I've got the grate back into the sewer. I've got the door out into the party. And was there another door?
There's a back door for when you need to take smoke breaks.
All right, I would like
And there's a door that goes into a pantry, but that's a dead end.
Maybe there's a secret passageway in the pantry.
Wait, where's the sewer grate then?
That was the first one he said.
Oh.
Can I just sort of peek out back and see what's going on out there?
Outside or at the party?
Outside, smoke break.
So you look outside, and remember, again, the scene from Ocarina of Time when you're a kid and you have to sneak into the palace?
Yes, because I've played that in the last 20 years.
Yeah, it's that. That's what it is. It is a hedge maze with a bunch of armed guards wandering around.
Okay. I think this is a good time to improvise. So I can look out there and I see a bunch of guards walking around?
Yes.
We need help in here. The kitchen's on fire. The kitchen's on fire. There was an accident. The potato lady accidentally kicked over some hot oil.
Three of the guards are going to run to the kitchen. The rest will stay to patrol.
Okay. All right, you guys take care of this. I gotta get back in there to the party. There's been a murder.
Yes, sir.
All right, you gentlemen stay here. I'll come get you if I need you.
All right, they're gonna start bucket brigading the kitchen.
Okay. I mean, is the kitchen just like an inferno at this point?
No, but it's a blaze. There is definitely going to be like a homeowner's insurance claim.
Is the roof of the kitchen, is the ceiling wood or stone?
Wood.
Okay. All right. Maybe they've got a lot of asbestos. Maybe we'll get lucky. All right. Go. I run back out to the party. And I have to imagine it's a situation like steamed hams or something like that. Like I open the door and there's just this inferno behind me. And then I close it really quick. I'm like, everything's fine. Nobody worry about anything. That is not the Aurora Borealis. And no, you can't see it.
Everybody's very distressed.
Everybody, I don't want to distress you, but in case you haven't heard, and Jazz Tamarind, as he's talking, is sort of grabbing his coat in a very noble fashion, sort of walking out into an area of the party where he can sort of address everybody, and he says, I don't mean to alarm anybody, but in case you haven't heard already, there has been, and he pauses for dramatic effect, a murder at this party.
So,
oh my god!
One of the violinists that was playing for the party immediately does the violin stinger to emphasize that for you.
Now, I intend to find the killer. As you see, I am Jazz Tamarind, world renowned (parenthesis for some reason) investigator and consulting detective. However, there is one complication that prevents me from finding this murderer as quickly as I would like, and that is that in addition to the murder, there has also been an arson committed in the kitchen, and that crime is ongoing as we speak.
Violin shriek again.
So I will have to ask everybody to file out into the garden and make your way around to the hedge maze and just wait there. The guards will keep everybody there until I have time to interrogate everyone.
So a large portion of the group, like the people, are starting to file out of the manor. We're going to cut back to Johannes and Koza. Koza, it is at this point that the spell is going to wear off. Warmth returns to your limbs, your breathing and heart rate go back to a normal rate, and you slowly gain consciousness, slooped over Johannes' shoulders and being carried around.
Point of order, yes. Madam Chairman. So the spell is worn off after an hour.
Yes.
How long after that spell happened did they get in the dumbwaiter?
Like 30, 40 minutes.
30, 40 minutes. Okay. So this is now about 20 minutes after Boat walked out to the party then.
Yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure I understood the timeline here.
Yes.
And in that 20 minutes, I've managed to start 5 more fires.
No! Stop lighting fires! Not canon.
What was I supposed to do for that 20 minutes? Nothing? I wasn't going to sit on my hands while the fires aren't going to light themselves.
What you going to do if you keep starting fires?
I legitimately can't tell if you're making a joke or if you have legitimately started setting more fires.
It's his desire.
I have nothing but matches and mints.
So you've legitimately just gone through setting fires to this place.
And having very fresh breath the whole time.
So legit, like, tell me with your words, you have legitimately been starting more fires.
And...
you're not confirming, you're just adding on. Are you starting more fires?
No, I'm not starting more fires. I got no more matches.
Alon, for the love of blessed God, did you start more fires?
Oh, of course. I had all those matches that needed to be used. I wasn't going to let them go into my inventory. Then I'd have to take notes.
So we've got like 50 or 60 partygoers now trapped in a hedge maze outside this torch of a mansion.
Koza, it is in this absolute inferno that you awaken.
When you're feeling warmth return to your body, you're like, oh, it feels so nice. Oh, wait, no, this is too much warmth.
A thing that once literally happened to me. But anyway, Oh, no, the plan hasn't gone well, has it? The plan hasn't gone well. It's not going well, is it? Oh, no, the plan's
really falling apart. No, it's going horribly. But don't worry, I've started the fire, so we're on the right track.
There shouldn't be any fire, Johannes. Why? It doesn't make any sense. Johannes!
Look, everything you're saying was already said to me by my Lord and Savior soon. But here's the deal. I have matches. I didn't know what to do with them. Now I don't have matches, but I still have an extra mint, so you can have that.
Soon is sitting in the celestial beyond with her head in her hands, just like sobbing openly.
The good news is the sweating is good for your pores, and also this mint is refreshing. Here you go.
Oh, okay. No, this is a nice mint, but, Oh, no. Wait, so did I realize that, evil lady. Why am I blanking on her name?
Which one? The main bad one?
Emberlyn?
Emberlyn?
The main villain of this game? Yes.
Did I realize she has the thing?
Which thing?
The cup.
She doesn't have the cup. She got something separate from Aethertwine.
Wait, but the cup was gone, wasn't it?
No, there is a cup that is remarkably similar to it in place, if you recall.
We don't know about that.
Okay, no, yeah, you just know that it's there's a cup there and it looks right.
Koza, you're talking nonsense. You've been dreaming in your death state.
But you will notice that there is an absence of the Red Dragon Priest staff.
What? Why, how do we know this?
I thought we were in a dumbwaiter.
Because you're in the hallway to the vault and you can see into that room.
If y'all were still in the dumbwaiter, then Johannes has killed both of you with fire.
Yeah, like, Johannes is lighting the dumbwaiter on fire you're inside of it.
I honestly wasn't sure.
Yeah, no, you can see inside. You're good.
Yeah, and I couldn't keep lighting those matches. Otherwise, we would have kept going up. Who knows where we'd be now? We'd be somewhere completely different. Okay, we got to shake you out of this death sleep. Because look, and in this room, there's no red dragon staff. And oh my god, I tripped over something. Ow, my knee. What the heck is this body doing here? You're supposed to be the only person who's dead.
Again, I really think, oh gosh, things must have gone so wrong. Okay,
so
we should first check to see if he got the goblet.
Well, I'm checking and seeing, and I'm gonna say yes, he has the goblet. Two, he's got the staff.
I want to be very clear. The unconscious person in the room that you see is not Solinar.
Oh, never mind. One, this person's unconscious. Let me check his life vitals.
He is unconscious but alive.
Oh, dang it.
And also, visibly not Solinar. Like, just for the record, he's a human.
Oh, look at this human. He doesn't look like Solinar at all. Not that I would expect him to, because he's a human. I'm going to put him over my back, though, because the place is on fire. Things are going badly. Come on, buddy. I can pick him up. What does he look like?
So he's going to have like a small little tuft of beard right at his chin. I don't know the name for that.
A soul patch or a goatee?
Yeah, I think it's a goatee. When it's small, it's a soul patch, right? And then when it's like floofy and bigger, it's a goatee.
Yeah, and in between's a flavor saver, because that's where you keep your food sometimes.
That's super gross. So goatee, short kind of cropped soldier hair. He's a blonde gentleman. And through the half-lidded unconscious eyes, you can tell he has blue eyes.
Oh, this man has blue eyes. Okay, I'm going to close his eyes now.
Koza, creepy. As you look into the vault room, as Johannes is taking care of this unconscious soldier, you notice that there is a cup still there, the dragon priest staff is gone, but everything else appears in place.
The cup is still there?
Is my crowbar still wedged into the door?
Yes, it is gone now. You do not have it. It is in the door still.
And do we see Johannes's body?
The body that Johannes has grabbed?
Wait, I thought Johannes collapsed, but maybe I'm just imagining.
No, Johannes is man, there's as much chaos going on this side as there is going on in the Aethertwine Manor right now.
Yeah. Koza sees the cup there. Can he tell that it's whether or not it's the goblet?
Roll perception.
Check it against your drawing.
Because you are the one who did the drawing, I will grant you advantage.
This place is on fire, though, so go a little quicker, buddy.
Whose fault is that?
The plan, the necromancer.
That is a 25.
Yeah, you can tell it's not the same. It actually looks a lot like the cup of disappearing drink that you guys found.
Oh, okay. That's not it. So Solinar must have gotten it. Johannes, what was the plan after Solinar got the cup?
We gotta go out a window.
Okay.
He's the second story man. Maybe we'll find him on the second story. Also, make sure you grab that crowbar. We gotta get this guy out of here.
Good point. So Koza grabs the crowbar.
Okay. The two of you are going to head out of the vault and back into the second floor proper. At that moment, we are going to cut to a quiet balcony outside of the manor itself. Solinar, you're going to feel a hand like gently on the top of your head. And you're going to hear softly calling out to you the sound of your own name.
Where are my kidneys?
Are your kidneys hurt?
No. Hold on. Wait. Solinar checks his kidneys. Are we still kidney-fied?
You have
kidney check.
Yes. You don't need to roll. You can tell you have both of your kidneys still.
It appears that this time my kidneys remain my own. Wait, who are you? And Solinar like tries to spin around, but I guess is laying down, so it ends up being kind of like a weird rolling Scrabble kind of thing.
He does this weird rolling Scrabble, like you know, conks his head on the stone of the ground.
Ugh.
And you're going to turn and see Aloran, who's looking at you with a mixture of confusion and vague disappointment.
Oh. Oh, hey.
Are you all right?
I've been better. I feel like the really tired, but awake. I'm awake.
I found you on the floor.
You found me on what floor?
The floor. You had this stick, and she holds up the staff and this cup.
Oh, the staff and the cup. Yeah,
are these important?
Yes, I need those.
She hands them back to you.
Oh.
A guard found you.
Oh. Wait. But if a guard found me, why are we out here?
I knocked him out with the stick.
Oh. I can't say I would have anticipated that from you.
It was nearby. I'm not sure what else I was going to do.
Well, I just, Council of 13 member and all, I assumed that sort of activity was abhorrent to you.
Well, so is aiding whatever it is that's going on here. And she kind of like gestures vaguely to you. You're doing some sort of crime. This is already quite against what I've politicked for.
Maybe. I don't actually know what your platform is, so hard for me to say.
She kind of like looks at you expectantly. So I know you said to guide people away, but it appears that your friends, at least I'm going to assume it was them, the building's on fire.
Again?
What do you mean again? Solo, what kind of company are you keeping?
In this moment, you hear a crowbar destroy a window further down, and then you see a guard's limp body get thrown out that window. Come on, Koza, I'm gonna boost you up. And then you see Koza get thrown through the window, and he makes the sound.
Splat. Okay.
That kind of company.
I'm not sure if I approve or am severely concerned.
Well, not really your place for much of either at this point.
I can't reach the windowsill, so I'm gonna smite the wall. Stand back.
Solanar, I'm... What else do you need? You should be able to get down from here.
Honestly, this is it. Like, we've got what we need. Now it's just a matter of getting the hell out of here.
All right. Go.
Thank you for the assist.
Boom!
Right. Right then.
I may look you up at some point in the near future, and we can have more of a conversation about things in general, but at the moment, I have important things I need to be doing. Save the world kind of stuff.
I'll look forward to it. Solanar, please take care of yourself. Be safe.
Well, I can't make any promises on the latter. I'll do my best on the former. And Solanar vaults the balcony.
Cousin, did you see that? I took out that whole wall.
After the Johannes chaos, there's going to be a soft cat-like sound as Solanar lands gently on the ground next to you and Koza. Koza's still picking, like, pebbles out of his face.
Ow.
Solanar, as quietly as he can, kind of, like, stage whispers back up to the balcony.
I'll tell Melanie to write.
Did you say something, Koza?
Oh, no, that wasn't me. Do we see Solanar there?
Yes.
Oh, it's Solanar. Solanar, you made it. Did you get it?
I'm alive. And I got both of it. And he holds up the staff and the cup.
Whoa, one of those makes sense. And one of those is something I don't know. Is that your new dungeon stick?
No, the staff was going to be so that we could convince Lord Aethertwine that it was the dragon priests that were doing the crimes.
Oh my god, we had that planned out the whole time?
Yeah. Yeah, that was part of the plan.
Oh,
I just got
we're really good.
I just gotta plant this somewhere incriminating. Hey, Koza. When you go all like ferret form, you get to keep carrying all the stuff you're carrying, right?
Solanar, that's such a good idea. Yeah. So here, give them to me.
Solanar gives Koza the cup.
I was thinking I would go stash the staff. Are you planning to stash the staff as well?
I mean, I could just carry them both.
Well, are we stealing the staff or are we using the staff to incriminate the dragon priests?
Oh.
Whoa.
Oh,
we need Jazz Tamarind. He knows the most about crime of anybody. Even more than you, I think, Solanar.
At that moment, hearing your name or your fake name, Boat, you were kind of like casually trying to figure out where your party was. You can hear Johannes's voice carrying through the broken window.
I stick my head out.
Oh, it's more than that window that's broken.
Like, if I look down, can I see them?
Yeah.
I'm guessing, just because somebody will nitpick this, I'm guessing we're saying that in the 20 minutes between Boat telling everybody about the fire and us cutting to this, Boat went upstairs at some point.
I mean, you've had the building more or less to yourself. You do pass a Lauren on your way up, though.
Okay. Well, as long as it's only one Lauren, that's fine. I don't want to pass more than one.
No Lauren.
So I see them down there?
Yes.
How far down is it?
Like a story, but it's a high story.
Mm-hmm.
It's one that goes on for a long time without a punchline.
Probably like 30, 40 feet.
30, 40 feet for one story.
We got to take damage.
Wait, is that not correct? Like, I'm trying. How high is a vaulted ceiling?
Like, usually the metric is around 10 or 12 feet to a story.
Okay, but this is one that has like a vaulted ceiling, so it would be closer to like 20, 24.
Probably.
All right, yeah. Cool.
But it wouldn't be 40.
Okay, cool. It's not three. It's not four times as much. Got it.
Yeah.
And like,
I don't
if the
have
first
a good...
story is 40 feet. What's the second story?
So it's gonna be about 20, 24 feet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You see that skyscraper over there? That's about a 9-story skyscraper.
I don't know sizes on stuff, okay? I'm bad at it.
So, the economy and distances.
Anything that involves numbers, okay?
All right,
well, that's fair.
I was going to make a joke, but I don't think it'd be very PG-13 of me. Okay.
Yeah, you can't count on Alex, that's what I'm hearing. Mm-hmm. Boat! Wait, do I know you there? No, I don't.
Yeah.
I'm 40 feet below you.
You're 24 feet below him.
I have some purple cloth in my inventory, so I'm going to use that as a sort of a makeshift parachute that will, I am fully aware, will only potentially mitigate damage rather than eliminate it.
What is it with you guys and parachutes?
I did look to see if I had big baggy pants, but I don't.
All right.
Some people have a chute and we've got a parachute.
So roll for parachute. This would be an athletics roll.
An 8.
So with a loud crunch, you hit the ground face first like a cartoon and you take 4 damage.
Okay.
Oh, man, Boat. I didn't see you there. And unfortunately, neither did that guard who broke your fall. Ooh.
4 damage there is a gift. So I'm not worried about
it. I rolled for it. I just rolled low.
Okay.
That man took most of your damage, I think.
Is he dead?
Let me check his pulse again.
Well, he is now.
Oh my god, you murdered a man.
There's been a second murder.
Oh my god. I tried to save his life, Boat.
Boat he burned to death.
Yeah, does like when Boat gets up, does he feel okay? I imagine he's a little rattled, a little sore and stung, but he's fine.
Well, yes, and also you killed a man, so...
I meant physically, not emotionally.
Okay, yeah, no, physically you're a little bumped up and bruised, but you're okay. It's the same amount of pain as if you walked your hip accidentally into a kitchen counter.
Okay, all right.
Wait, I think I've got the perfect way to spin this. We put the staff on the body, and then Jazz Tamarind has apprehended this crook who was trying to make off with this magical item.
I jumped after him through the window.
Yeah, and it's not your fault that, you know, wrestling him on the way down, he happened to, well, lose his life.
Let's check his wallet real quick.
No, I'm trying to use Lay on Hands, but it's not going into him.
So you shuffle around in his pockets and you find a simple, linen coin purse.
All right. Mm-hmm. Let's see if he's got some ID.
And a bunch of pictures of kids. There's like 17 kids. He's in all the pictures. Actually, he's like, my favorite.
Actually,
and a hand-drawn picture.
So you open it, you find a few silver, a couple copper, 1 or 2 gold. You're also going to find a small wooden children's toy that's like half carved and a small pocket carving knife.
A letter from his wife talking about how being a guard is too dangerous and he really needs a quieter job. Like,
it's a letter to his wife talking about how he's retiring tomorrow.
He's retiring tomorrow. He's one day away from pension.
He ends it with, I'm getting too old for this.
Come on.
Okay, here's the plan. We're going to go with what Solinar says. And then Boat reaches into his coin purse, grabs about 20 gold and shoves it into that coin purse and leaves everything in the coin purse on the guy.
All right. Subtract 20 gold from your inventory.
Yeah. I'm trying to do mouth to mouth resuscitation.
Stop.
Palpitations.
Stop. The way to help him now is to provide for his family.
I don't think we... That's...
We don't need your naysaying now. He's gonna pull through. Come on, Steven.
Look, we've got some orphans ahead of him in line, but once we take care of the orphans, we'll make sure his family is taken care of.
I am gobsmacked that you even remember the orphans.
Of course I remember the orphans. I'm a sensitive guy.
But there's no time for remembering the orphans. We gotta save Steven. Steven, you can make it, buddy. Come on, pull through.
Solinar, get him out of here.
No! No, Steven!
Johannes, it's too late. It's too late. He's gone. He's gone.
I don't accept it. So, Steven, you can make it.
So just as a quick side note, I think one of you has a scroll of Revivify.
Get him out of here. Get him out of here.
That's not on my end.
Red flag. Interference from the DMs.
I'm trying to just...
I think it's Johannes that has it too.
Yeah, if I do, it's not in my inventory. Oh my gosh. And I wouldn't have known it.
For the love of Christ, Alon, please write down the things that you get.
I did. See, I've got bag of ball bearings. I've got some holy water. I've got 3 chain links. I don't know if those are... I don't know anything about those.
Are these the things you wrote down like when you started the campaign?
No. I didn't write anything down then. These are things that have required sense. I've got a bronze censure. Oh, I've got some lime still. I pull out a lime and I throw it at him. You can pull through.
Everybody get him out of here. Jess Tamarin's got to solve this problem.
Yeah. Solinar wrestles me away.
Yeah, after depositing the red dragon priest staff, Solinar wrestles Johannes away. It's not worth it, man. It's not worth it. He's too far gone.
But I tried to save him. I threw him through a window. I broke the window first, though, because I didn't want to throw his body through it.
You guys get out of here. I'll meet you later.
So they are going to disperse. Koza, are you going with them or are you staying with Boat?
I'm holding the cup, right?
The cup mm-hmm. and the stick.
No. We said we were going to do Solinar's plan, so the stick is on the guy now.
Okay. So you have the cup.
Look. We're going to frame this guy for everything?
Fortunately, Koza, you cannot libel the dead.
Well, we're also not framing him for being the mastermind of the theft. We're framing the dragon priests who paid him off to steal the staff while everyone else was occupied. It was an inside job, see?
Fine. That's a lot, but, okay, so I'll take this and go, I guess.
All right.
Right? So yeah, Koza begins making his way out.
Are you going as Koza or as Ferret Koza?
Is the way clear right now?
It looks like it. You're going to have to probably go around the building, but yeah, overall.
I'm going to try to move out quietly and sneakily for as long as I can. If I see like something that I'm gonna have to sneak through, then okay. I'll worry about it then.
Roll stealth.
I feel like Solinar and Johannes should go with Koza, right? Since we're all trying to get out of here at this point.
I don't know. You went back to talk about things. Johannes is just standing at the edges of the bushes, just being like, I gotta keep moving, gotta keep going forward. And he's just walking forward. And he's like, man, wait, where's Alima? And he's looking around.
As you come around the entirety of the building, you're going to see the huge gaggle of nobles sort of watching the mansion begin to light more and more aflame. Amongst that crowd, you will see Alita.
Johannes just walks over to Alita.
Johannes, what happened? Are you okay?
No.
What happened?
I don't remember the name that I gave the guard because I didn't know his name, but he died.
I'm sorry, Johannes.
He was gonna retire tomorrow.
I'm very sorry, Johannes. Where is everyone else?
Oh, they're all over doing a funeral, proper funeral for him, where they outfit him with a staff to see him into the next life and some gold.
At this point, Ron Howard cuts into the podcast and just says, they weren't.
Johannes, can you take me to where everyone is?
No, I can't go back there, but I'll I can definitely point you in the direction.
Yeah, I'm not leaving you. Thing number one, not in this state. And thing number two, not after whatever has just happened in this house. But we do need to keep moving because there are the Chromatic Dragon Priests and we are not supposed to be seen by them.
Okay. You lead the way.
So Alita is going to sneakily try to move, not just away from the mansion, but far enough away to actually get into the city streets. But she's doing so slowly, piece by piece, trying not to attract too much attention. Koza, what are you doing and where are you going?
Well, for stealth, I got a 7. And I was just trying to find the whatever way would get me off of the property.
So you're going to see the same way that Johannes found the Gaggle of Nobles. You are going to find the same thing. And absolutely just stumble through that crowd.
Okay.
Like, there's a lot of attention that's drawn to you. I don't know if you're a ferret or not, but either way, so eyes are on you.
As soon as I would have seen the crowd, I would have, that's like when I would have turned into a ferret.
So as you ferret through the crowd, but you see, you hear a noblewoman scream that there is a rat, and then all of the nobles begin parting from you like a sea of panic.
Oh my god, they saw Charles Entertainment Cheese.
I'm just trying to book it out of there then.
All right, you do. Eventually you are going to catch to where Alita and Johannes are.
Okay.
All right, Solinar, what are you up to?
I think, so Solinar ducks back to double check with Boat the whole, like, all right, so we plant the staff, and then we blame it on the Dragon Priest, and et cetera. And then he goes to turn and be like, all right, I'm going to follow Koza and Johannes. And then both of them are gone. And he's like, or I'll find my own way out. That also works. And he just like, do I know where on the property I am?
Yes, you're behind the manor.
Okay, so I'm on the north side of the manor?
Yes.
Okay, Solinar is just going to head north until he hits a wall and try to scale the hedgery to get out of the property.
The guard, so you're going to go away from where the front of the manor is?
Yes.
Okay, so you're going the opposite direction of where everybody else is. I know you don't know where they are, but I'm trying to make sure that I've got the spacing right.
I think yes, because Solinar's assumption is that everyone's just trying to get out. And so it'll be a like rally back up back at Sophia's and hopefully everyone's there when we get there.
Got it. All right, Boat.
All right. So Solinar has gone away at this point.
He has.
Okay. How far from the main entrance to the Flaming Mansion am I?
You are behind the mansion. You're in the garden, like you're pretty much like right outside the building to the back. There is definitely fire, but you're not in any immediate danger. You're sort of in, you know, you'd have to get close to roast marshmallows zone.
Are there any guards in the area at all? Or
not that haven't started attending to the fire in the mansion.
I shout, guards, guards!
You hear the clank, 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 clank of metal booted feet, and a company of about 3 guards approaches.
Who's in command here?
We haven't seen the captain for some time, sir.
Who's the ranking officer among you?
They all kind of like look at each other. Oh, that'd be...
Who clocked in first today?
That'd be me, sir.
What's your name, son?
Lenny.
All right, Lenny. I'm Jazz Tamarind, in case you didn't know. And I've found the murderer.
Oh!
It's this man here. Do you recognize him?
The captain!
I knew he was wearing a guard's uniform. I was very suspicious. I found him upstairs, and look at this stick that he had.
Well, that's quite a fancy stick, sir.
It's a Dragon Priest stick.
Oh!
Let me explain to you.
He looks at you blankly.
I found him upstairs with this, knew what it was, accused him, he denied it, ran, I chased him into a room, and he jumped out the window and I followed him. He fell to his death, but he cushioned my fall. But I'm convinced I'm convinced that he's the one who's behind the murder because he has this stick. He's clearly an agent of the Dragon Priests who have orchestrated this whole thing.
I'm going to have you roll for deception right now.
Never late, Lenny. Do you believe this story?
That depends entirely on what Brandon rolls.
Brandon rolled a 19.
I sure do.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, me too.
And if I need to drive the point home even more, how much do you all make as guards?
I was told it's inappropriate to talk about my salary with my coworkers.
That's something that big business tells you so that they can keep you enslaved longer.
Yeah, never late, Lenny. I'm pro-labor Lenny, who comes in late every day. And I make 2 gold pieces at event.
I look back at Lenny. I'm like, damn it, man, this is important. Tell me how much money you make.
I make about 50 silver.
This is why you gotta share salaries, man.
Now, how much do you think a guard captain makes?
I don't know.
Take a guess.
If I make 2 gold pieces and you make 50 silver, he's probably making 3 gold pieces.
But 3 gold pieces would be 30 silver. Either these guards are bad at math or something's wrong here.
Or they operate on Alex's economy.
I've just decided to lean in at this point.
But I say, now look there. Look at that coin purse that he's got. Do you see how full that thing is?
Oh, yeah, he makes toys for his kids.
I bet if you open that, you're going to find all kinds of money that he was paid off with.
Oh.
I don't want to contaminate the scene, so you go ahead and open it. And all you men, watch.
He opens it and finds the money. I guess he was really desperate after his wife died.
Oh, that's a shame. That's a shame. They had no kids, right?
No, they had a couple of children.
That's a shame.
They're orphans now.
That's a shame.
Yeah, and we're going to tell you one of their stories. They have a really tough one. Never late, Lenny. You want to talk about the oldest?
Oh, yeah. His bones didn't form right. He has a lot of trouble.
Do any of you know where the captain of the guard lived?
I think he lived in, like, closer down toward the merchant district.
All right. I'll make sure social services gets over there. But anyway, for now, it's what's the important thing to remember here is that the guard captain was hired by the Dragon Priests and is behind the murder and probably the arson as well. And the evidence that you have is the stick that I found him with and the payoff money. It's very suspicious.
Wow. This is really heavy.
Yeah, I don't want to have
to break. Weight has nothing to do with it.
I don't want to have to break this news to Brittle Ben, his son. Alex is gone.
Old Bird Bones Ben.
Old Bird Bones. Hollow boned Brittle Ben.
I'm trying to make this like a Dickensian, like Tiny Tim thing. We don't need to call him Brittle Bones Ben.
He called himself that.
One of the main antagonists in Oliver Twist was named Mr. Bumble. We can make silly names and it still be Dickensian. So anyway, I've got to go, but I've solved the murder for you and the arson. Here is the perpetrator and the evidence. Jess Hammerin out.
All right, Jazz, where are you going, buddy?
Jess Hammerin is headed for the nearest inconspicuous exit from the grounds to rendezvous at Sophia's after taking a circuitous route there.
All right. So all of you in your different directions and in different formations of the group head towards Sophia's place. Koza safely having the grail tucked away in his back. Your next stop is the Temple of Copper.
Quid Pro Roll is a co-production of Alpha Comics and Games with Goblins and Growlers. Our audio production and all original music composition is provided by Gabriel Perez. He can be found at Amethyst Audiomancer on Instagram. The voice of Alita and our DM for the podcast is Alex Smith. She can be found at Alpha Comic Games on Twitter. The voice of Charles Gravyboat Barnes is Brandon Dingus. He can be found at Way of Brandalore on Twitter. The voice of Eek and Koza are Chapman Adams. He can be found at What Are Birds on Instagram. The voice of Johannes is Alan. He can be found at The Dungeon Meowster on Instagram. And finally, the voice of Solinar is me, Josh Maltby, and I can be found at BlackCloakDM on Twitter. Thanks so much for listening.
That was a good frame-up, guys.
I really wanted you to go, case solved!
I have the grail inside of me.